Exclusive: Corey Lewandowski, The Left is in Complete Freefall, I Love It. By Nick Gilbertson on July 18, 2024. Corey Lewandowski, former President Donald Trump's campaign manager in 2016, told Breitbart News that the left is in complete freefall as top Democrats reportedly try to push President Joe Biden off the top of the presidential ticket. Breitbart News caught up with Lewandowski outside of the Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee ahead of the final night of the convention, where Trump is delivering his first official speech after being nearly assassinated in Butler, Pennsylvania, on Saturday. When asked what if Democrats hypothetically swapped Biden for Vice President Kamala Harris as the presumptive nominee, Lewandowski excitedly described the conundrum Democrats currently find themselves in, with party leaders reportedly trying to force Biden off the ballot. "The left is in complete freefall. I love it," he said. "You got Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer asking Joe Biden to step down. You've got a dozen or two dozen members of Congress saying Joe can't win. You got hundreds of millions of dollars being sat on the sidelines because Joe can't win, and they're in complete disarray. And if you think that just switching Joe Biden out for Kamala Harris is going to bring unity, you're crazy, because then they got to go and have a vice presidential fight. They don't know who that's going to be," he added. "And by the way, Kamala Harris is going to own every single policy of the Biden administration, which includes the open border, fentanyl pouring across, the Afghanistan withdrawal. She's going to own it all." Shortly after speaking with Lewandowski, Breitbart News conducted a brief exclusive on-camera interview with Eric Trump, who said that if Biden bows out of the race, his legacy, in perpetuity, is destroyed. "If Biden drops out, I think it ruins his legacy in perpetuity," he said when asked what the impact would be if Biden moved over for Harris. "It validates everything that my father and all of us, frankly, and all of you on Breitbart, have said, what was true for the last 4 years, that the guy wasn't capable, that he wasn't competent. And frankly, it underpins Harris, in a big way, in that she shouldn't have allowed somebody who was incapable and competent to continue to be president, right?"